This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Insights Magazine, Adrian Drayton, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
Well, in about 3 minutes' time, I'm not too sure if I can answer that after Star.
Yeah, Bright Star on DVD.
Chick flick warning?
Yeah, it's a chick flick.
All right.
There's the warning's up there now.
Dan's
okay, so
left.
Dan's leaving.
Goodbye, right, Dan.
Whatever.
See ya.
So, yeah, this is the story. This is the story of English poet John Keats, who's inscribed in a sonnet in his travelling companion's copy of Shakespeare's poems. The sonnet's first line said, "Bright star, would I were steadfast as thou art," refers to Keats' beloved Fanny Brawne. And it's also the inspiration for a stunning new film about the star-crossed romance, which is on DVD and Blu-ray as we speak.
Good.
It's
good.
Jane Campion's new Australian director Jane Campion's new film stars Abbie Cornish and Ben Whishaw. Yeah. If you're a big fan of poetry and romance, this is the one. This is the film. This is the film. You need to rent this big time. It's about the brief but passionate romance of minds and hearts that unfolds between 20-somethings, the not-yet-successful poet Keats and his next-door neighbour, Brawne. Keats was a humble bohemian and Brawne was a social butterfly who initially didn't like poetry, but of course, you know, he sort of read sonnets to her in the moonlight and they shared time together and she came to appreciate the love of a good poetry. The film cleverly uses Keats' poetry almost as a character in the film. It becomes part of the fabric of the film. It's recited, it's written and worked into some of the screenplay. Even some people speak some of his poetry as part of the dialogue. It's a bit of a quiet art house film, but it has lush cinematography and costuming. It's well written and acted. Definitely worth your time if you're into this sort of thing. If you didn't know about Keats, the poet, which I didn't, this is a great insight into his life, love and work and the inspiration for his poetry because she was his muse. The film's themes of impermanence, time, love, nature and beauty reflect the themes that are in his poetry as well. So, yeah, one of the most famous lines of Keats' poetry is, "Beauty is truth, truth beauty, that is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know." So this is a beautiful film and a strikingly truthful one, and not because it waxes too philosophical or intellectual, it's just nice to look at. A great time. Great time if you're really into poetry and romance. And the story does transcend the page a bit. So it's rated PG. It's a very kind of chaste romantic comedy. Yeah.
I can't wait for the director's cut, the extended edition.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but
I'm sure you're just going to be fully into it.
Dan, come on.
Well, I'm pretending that I left the room.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. So, but I just thought you'd still have some like little quip.
Have you got any insight?
I was rather intrigued when he said it was about Keats. I thought, oh, that could actually be good.
All right.
Yeah.
So how many sonnets out of 10?
How many sonnets out of 10? I'm going to give it 8.5.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah, you can't sneeze at that.
And
that's
it's recommended for people who appreciate a good story well told, in my opinion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My humble opinion.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Adrian.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.